Good afternoon. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Richland Center native has been chosen to be the next Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ann Walsh Bradley grew up in Richland Center and graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She was first elected to the Supreme Court in 1995 and will be retiring at the end of July. Although Walsh Bradley will be retiring, she has been selected to serve in the position of Chief Justice from May 1st to June 30th. Knowing that Walsh Bradley would be stepping down, the court chose its next Chief Justice ahead of time. Justice Jill Karofsky will be the title starting July 1st. Karofsky spent her career in Dane County, largely working as a prosecutor for the county and the state. She has specialized in serving victims and programs that support survivors and prevent abuse. Karofsky will serve as the state's Chief Justice until April 2027. When Susan Crawford won the election on Tuesday, that cemented the court's liberal majority for the next 3 years. Susan Crawford will take Walsh Bradley's seat on the court. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler's term as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court ended. We now have the election results from Marshall Township following Tuesday's election. There were two races for Town of Marshall residents. In the race for Town Board Chairperson, Jerome Durst received 127 votes and Larry D. Marshall received 110. In the race for Town Board Supervisor, Eric Renish received 121 votes, Calvin Sobronik 119, and Daniel Barocher received 110 votes. Senator Ron Johnson has concerns about President Trump's new tariffs. In interviews with The Hill and NPR, the Wisconsin Republican said the U.S. has offshored a lot of critical manufacturing and has not been fairly treated by many partners. But Johnson said the tariffs are reasonably high risk and could make Wisconsin manufacturers less competitive when they try to export. Wisconsin employs 19% of its workforce in manufacturing, twice the national average. Johnson said he also wants constituents to keep him totally informed about how tariffs are affecting them. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her colleagues introduced the Paying a Fair Share Act to ensure that millionaires pay higher tax rates than middle-class Americans by enacting a 30% minimum tax on those with incomes over $1 million. In 2022, the top 0.001%, or 1,538 households, earned at least $85.5 million and paid an average federal tax rate of 23.5%. The Paying a Fair Share Act would ensure that the highest earning Americans pay at least a 30% effective tax rate. The bill would apply only to taxpayers with income over $1 million, including capital gains and dividends. That was approximately 58.58% of taxpayers in 2024. The legislation includes a phase-in for additional tax liability for taxpayers earning between $1 million and $2 million and would preserve the incentive for charitable giving. The Paying a Fair Share Act is expected to raise nearly $120 billion in revenue over 10 years and would provide a backstop to limit future tax dodging by the ultra-wealthy. The bill is led by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and co-sponsored by 12 other senators. No formal announcement has yet been made, but an interview with WKBT-TV in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden said he's planning on running for re-election. Van Orden, who is in his second term in Congress, defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook in last fall's election. Cook announced last month that she is running for the seat once again. On Wednesday, Amplify Health announced that it was creating a new program to help people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. The unit is called EMPATH, which stands for Emergency Psychiatric Assessment, Treatment, and Healing. EMPATH is the first program of its kind in Wisconsin. It will offer specialized care to assist when someone is having a mental health crisis. The program is being added to La Crosse's mental health facilities next year and includes inpatient and partial hospitalization care. The Partners of Reedsburg Area Medical Center has generously funded the purchase of the Lucas 3 V31 chest compression system for the emergency room at RAMC. This life-saving device will enhance the hospital's ability to provide consistent chest compressions to patients experiencing cardiac arrest. The Lucas 3 V31 system, developed by Stryker, is an advanced mechanical chest compression device designed to improve patient outcomes by delivering precise, uninterrupted CPR. This addition to RAMC's ER department ensures that staff can focus on other essential life-saving measures while the device provides consistent and effective compressions. Partners of RAMC remain committed to supporting its mission of providing exceptional health care to the community. Through the hard work and dedication of its volunteers, the organization continues to make a meaningful impact on patient care and hospital resources. For more information about partners of RAMC, visit ramchealth.com/partners of RAMC. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, announced Wisconsin has retained a top 5 ranking in America for successfully helping veterans find employment for the second consecutive year. The ranking underscores the governor's and the Evers administration's continued commitment to supporting Wisconsin's approximately 300,000 veterans and connecting veterans with available jobs after they have returned to civilian life. Wisconsin ranks 4th in the Uniform National Threshold Entered Employment Rate for veterans and eligible persons, a standard created by the U.S. Department of Labor to measure how effective states are in providing employment services to veterans. The standard covers state service delivery systems, including programs administered by DWD's Office of Veterans Employment Services, the Jobs for Veterans State Grants Program, and the Wagner-Peiser-funded employment service. OVES assists veterans through the entire employment process, from developing a resume to translating military experience into civilian job opportunities. Employers can also work with OVES to access funding for on-the-job training, offer subsidized transitional employment, and build a diverse workforce from a broad pool of skilled candidates. In the program year that ended June 2024, the veterans entered employment rate in Wisconsin exceeded the national threshold, with 67.4% of participating veterans securing employment after using DWD services. DWD's Veterans Employment Services website outlines the agency's additional veteran employment programs, like the Vets Ready Employer Initiative, the Hire Heroes Program, and other resources available to veterans and employers. Experience history at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Sit back and enjoy what it must have been like in April of 1925 when the auditorium presented the film The Thief of Baghdad, starring Douglas Fairbanks. The Richland County Performing Arts Council will present The Thief of Baghdad tonight at 7. The Thief of Baghdad is regarded as Fairbanks' finest movie. The movie is based on the ancient tale of 1001 Arabian Nights. It follows Ahmed, the Prince of Thieves, portrayed by Fairbanks, who falls in love with the royal princess of Baghdad. To win her, her suitors must compete to find the rarest treasure of all. As Ahmed follows this quest, he fights a fire-breathing dragon and an underwater spider, wins the cloak of invisibility and the famed flying magic carpet, and performs impressive feats of daring. Enjoy an evening of music, a movie, as well as food and refreshments at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Mastodon Records will provide music starting at 6 and will continue after the show. Concessions will be sold in the lobby, with the movie starting at 7. Admission to the movie is free. All proceeds from the night will help support the Richland County Performing Arts Council and their continuing mission to renovate the Richland Center City Auditorium. A Wisconsin Regional Art Program workshop and art show, co-sponsored by the Richland Area Arts Council, the Association of Wisconsin Artists, and River Valley Arts, will be held at the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center near Spring Green. Artists are reminded that delivery of the artwork is due on Saturday. Sally Probasco is a coordinator of the event.
One of the purposes of the workshop is not just to be able to see other people's work. And there are awards that are given for different levels of expertise. But we really feel, especially the gallery feels this way, and also the overall sponsor, Association of Wisconsin Artists, that it's educational. This judge is willing to not only give awards that are called state awards, certain awards that are called honorable mention, but she is willing to critique one piece of every artist's work, whether or not they have been awarded at a certain level. And that's when you hear about what standards she used to make her appraisal, what kinds of improvement that she might suggest that the artist might consider for the next time. But it's usually done in a very supportive kind of way. And that's one of the reasons we think the exhibit is really beneficial, because it's really helpful and educational. These are all people that are, they don't make their living by art, but they love art. They love to do art. And that's why we encourage them to take the plunge and show their art.
Artwork must be submitted tomorrow between 10 and noon at the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center and will be on display until the workshop on Saturday, April 19th. Each participant will have the opportunity to have one of their pieces critiqued by former teacher and multimedia artist Lisa Humke. During the workshop on April 19th, all participants will learn to make a simple booklet using a Japanese bookbinding technique. The workshop is led by presenter Kathy Murphy, a skilled bookmaker, photographer, and painter.
The workshop will be probably run roughly from 9:30 to 2:30, again at Wyoming Valley. And we provide refreshments when they come in. They can walk around the venue, which is three large, huge rooms, and with large windows, great, a wonderful hanging system. And then at 10, Kathy will do her workshop and then provide all the materials, and people will learn more about how to do that kind of process. Then people will break for lunch in town. You can bring your own food. We will have, again, refreshments in the morning, refreshments in the afternoon, coffee, tea, lemonade, water. And then the afternoon, the judge, Lisa Humke, will do a short presentation, and then she will move around those three rooms and give a critique, again, for one piece of everybody who has entered the show, whether or not they're actually can be there. And teachers also come, which is wonderful.
The Richland Area Arts Council, the Association of Wisconsin Artists, and River Valley Arts is proud to co-sponsor Wisconsin Regional Art Program Workshop and Art Show at the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center. Artwork must be submitted to the Wyoming Valley Cultural Arts Center tomorrow between 10 and noon. The artwork will be on display through the day of the workshop, scheduled for April 19th from 9:30 to 2:30. The cost to view the art show is $5. Questions on the workshop and art show can be directed to Sally Probasco at 608-231-3037. There is an opportunity to request a public hearing by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to consider the design aspects of the proposed improvement of Wisconsin Highway 60, including those aspects of the proposal that may require application to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for placement of fill materials into waters of the United States. The purpose of the proposed action is to preserve the function, operation, and safety of the Highway 60 corridor in the overall transportation system, providing a safe and serviceable corridor for area businesses, residents, and the traveling public, while also meeting Wisconsin DOT roadway safety standards. This is proposed to be accomplished by realigning substandard horizontal alignments and vertical profiles to improve sight, distance, and correct drainage issues, replacing the existing pavement structure, widening the existing roadway core, rock excavation and benching rock cut areas in order to prevent falling rock onto the roadway, replacing three existing box culverts and all existing pipe culverts, placing curb and gutter in select locations, and placing barrier walls in select locations along this section of 60. The majority of Wisconsin Highway 60 would remain on the existing alignment, with the exception of a planned realignment area near the east end of the project at Schmidt Lane. Proposed improvements to this corridor will require acquisition of approximately 85 parcels, 5 seasonal cabins with unsafe driveways would have driveway access to Highway 60 eliminated. In addition, 1 residential relocation is proposed. Most of the 85 parcels are strip silver acquisitions. Any property acquisition would be in accordance with the Uniform Relocation Assistance and Real Property Acquisition Policies Act. Wisconsin DOT is seeking comment on potential impacts to and proposed mitigation for resources in the area, including historic resources, archaeological resources, and public lands, including the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway property. Persons with an interest in or knowledge about historical and archaeological resources in the project area are invited to include such information as part of any comments submitted by contacting the Wisconsin DOT Southwest Region Office in Madison or La Crosse. A public hearing may be requested by individuals to whom the proposed project is of significant concern. The hearing request should indicate the concerns and reasons why a hearing is requested. Before making a request for a public hearing, you are encouraged to contact Dan Kleinertz, Wisconsin DOT Chief, at 608-789-5709 to express your views and discuss those aspects of the proposal that are of concern. A request for a public hearing may be made by submitting a written request by email to the Wisconsin DOT on or before tomorrow. If a hearing is held, it will consider design aspects of the proposed improvement, the social, economic, and environmental impacts and effects of the proposed improvement, including those aspects that may require permit application to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers pursuant to the Federal Clean Water Act, and whether the improvement is or is not in the public interest and consistent with the goals and objectives of area planning. If a hearing is held, notice of the time and place of the hearing will be published in area newspapers. Further information concerning the proposed improvement is available at the Department's Southwest Region Office in Madison or La Crosse and online at wisconsindot.gov/pages/projects/byregion/sw/WIS60/default.aspx.